Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. I am here, as per usual, try to anyway. We had a small close down due to the intense nonstop drama with my crazy, I don't know what the hell to call him. I don't know what he is to me, but it is one of, I would say, Warren was pretty bad. His crazy was pretty bad. But this is just, I've never had someone try and frame me for Grand Theft Auto before. It's pretty crazy. So anyway, good morning, everyone. We're going to be doing our usual. You know what happens if no one shows up. I was just informed I needed to do something. So if you guys don't get on soon, by the time I get off, because I got to go, then you're going to miss me. No worries. I'll be on Friday morning. Things are going to be changing around, as I mentioned in the last episode yesterday. A lot of crazy shit's happening, been happening, and, you know, things are going to start being moved around and changed, especially with my new career path choice right now, which I can't wait to fully get started. So, let's see how it goes. I hope everyone is in good spirits today, wherever this episode finds you. So let's see what we can attract. Every time I've tried this, it works. So I'm really, I approve. Let's do... Let's try this. See how it works. I don't know. All right. We'll do this. Every time I've done this so far, it's worked in some way. So, let's see if I do. It looks like I have something to do for my job that I have to do immediately. So if y'all don't, if no one shows up, then we will just do our forecast for this week because, I mean, there's a lot going on. We're going to do our weekly forecast and some extra little things. Now this Saturday on the 27th is going to be a full moon at 3:17 a.m. Early Saturday, full moon will occur in Virgo when the sun in Pisces forms an opposition to the moon in Virgo. Full moon is in a time of culmination and the promise of fulfillment of that which was started at the new moon. Yay, this is me. It is an emotional time, a time of romance, fertilization, and relationships. Nope. Maybe for y'all. Good luck. So with the Virgo-Pisces service axis involved, this full moon presses us, trying to balance between day-to-day functions and routines, physical health, and the need for order. Virgo envisions spiritual health disorder and the infinite Pisces. Virgo rules the tools and techniques that we use to deal with day-to-day life. Now, with Pisces ruling the tools that we use to deal with our spiritual selves. And some of the crisis, which can be a crisis of consciousness or a sudden awareness of the lack of our lives, provides us with a golden opportunity to explore our emotional needs with the context of the house polarity where the full moon occurs in our natal chart. So this full moon urges us to take a strike of balance now between work and service, practically and impractically, and criticism and acceptance, with the full moon in the bright sky symbolic illumination occurs in our own lives. Now, however, these new feelings and revelations are emotional ones, as there is a sense of emotions bursting forth into our consciousness. It's time to express ourselves and to let things out of our systems. Over the next 2 weeks, we will discover what this means for us. For now, we can't sit on our feelings. We need to express them. Of course, we might want to exercise some care while doing so, knowing that what is coming out of us is not particularly rational as of yet. So this is an eyes wide open time for our work habits, health, and routines, and we are likely to receive strong messages from our intuition now. Full moon harmonizes with Uranus, suggesting an easy acceptance of change and progress. The phase of the moon occurs at 8 degrees and 57 minutes of Virgo, opposite the sun at 8 degrees and 57 minutes of Pisces, affecting people born with personal planets and points approximately 5 to 13 degrees of the mutable signs, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces most significantly. Oh, thank God I'm out of that one. Now, have him, he will be happy. Now the highlight of the coming week. Now Venus is in Aquarius, so a love for the unusual, a distaste for the stodgy old rules and conventions, a feeling that you're above the petty burger stuff. Now, nonsensical fucking bullshit, really. I really don't find it that fulfilling mostly here. I don't really see I don't really care for the whole Venus thing. Anyway, so, you know, we're going to be in a new cycle, which bringing into your life now, like, I love humanity, it's people that I can't stand. That is me. You would think I would be in Aquarius. So unconventional romantic and social connections are likely at this time. No, not for me. A Venus in Pisces, a martyr complex, a love for the underdog, a search for your soulmate. Ugh. Such are the experiences associated with the new cycle you're just now beginning. A yen for soul-stirring romance. Ugh. A weakness for the weak. All right. A tendency to idealize people and relationships. No. They're very aesthetic. Very otherworldly. Now, Venus semi-square Chiron, February 18th. Love cannot be forced. This is not a commitment-friendly transit. As we may be feeling alienated for no apparent reason and unwilling to give of ourselves. Well, that was me and Sammy. Now, Venus parallel Mercury, February 18th and 19th, a congenial time when we socialize and converse more readily and appreciate diplomacy. That was he and I for a day. Venus square Mars, February 18th and 19th, passions run high under this influence. Sexual tensions and competitiveness are possible, and there can be conflicts that arise from the distinct differences between romantic and sexual needs. Oh, Sammy and me, that was a wow. There is in the air of competitiveness under this influence, which need not be difficult. It can be stimulated, creative, passionate, and invigorating. Not with me and Sammy. It's very actually. You would think that we're in two rival gangs. I swear to God, like that's not even what it's about either. It just seems that way. I don't fucking understand this shit. So Venus contra parallel universe. universe. I'm sorry, Uranus. I've had 2 cups of coffee this morning. Shut up. February 22nd to 23rd, questions of freedom, change, specialness, and experimentation are raised in our relationships. Well, I think this is where I said, fuck you, and no more. Venus sextile Uranus, March 2nd to the 3rd, we lose our fear of taking risks at this time, and we happily embrace all that is new, unusual, and out of the ordinary with regards to romantic involvement. We are ready to experiment, but not necessarily ready to commit. I'm ready to commit to dollars. Now, Venus semi-square Pluto, March 5th to 6th, tendencies to look for something wrong in a relationship. Jealousy raises its ugly head. Beware. Beware. So we're almost out of February. Now, the moon is waxing this week and until the full moon on the 27th, which is considered favorable for new beginnings with expectations and exceptions. And after the full moon on the 27th, the moon is waning, which is generally considered unfavorable for new beginnings and, again, with exceptions and expectations. According to principles of timing with the moon, a window of opportunity occurs on Sunday, February 21st, from approximately 4:15 a.m. to 1:35 p.m. while the moon is in Gemini. Another window occurs from Saturday, February 27th, at approximately 11:10 p.m. to Sunday, February 28th, at approximately 10:55 a.m. Now, this is all Eastern Standard Time, while the moon is in Virgo. So it should be an interesting next couple of weeks. So nobody showed up, and I have to deal with stuff for work because I have a big boy job now. So we are completely out of the restaurant business. Now I'm crawling into my man job. Well, it should be because, you know, I'm going to be 40 soon. I can't fucking work in a kitchen forever. And I have a kid that demands to be fed at least 7 times a day. So, gotta make that dollars. And it would be awesome to, like, not get food stamps anymore, and then someone else who really needs them can have them. Because I really need them right now, but I'm trying to make it to where I don't. Now, this week, Monday and Tuesday, we might raise questions of freedom, change, growth, specialness, and experimentations in our relationships. This has happened to me. And it's just like, wow, I see this now. Now, your highlights. Bad week for romance, I think. For probably not just myself, but a lot of people. Okay, well, I mean, honestly, relationships do get in the way of success. If you ain't been married for a long time, and you haven't been married for a long time, and you don't have a truly supportive relationship, especially work-wise, you get in each other's way. So, I'm almost 40. I like what I like. I like being who I am. I like doing what I do. And I'm only going up. I'm not going down. But if I let anybody into my life, it seems like they start trying to bring me down. So let's keep that spot for myself. I would rather have a bag of money sitting next to me than a person. Because money does not try to frame you for stealing a vehicle. So, and money does not try to humiliate you when you stand up for yourself. Because, I mean, it doesn't work. So, I'm almost 40, motherfucker. It doesn't work. None of your dumb tactics work. I mean, have you looked at your life? I'm thinking I'm okay. Stop picking your face, man. It's looking real bad. Your arms look so terrible. You might want to start using some scar cream, dude. Like, seeing you the way that you are right now, I'm so sad for you. But I can't be sad for you because you aren't, so. Maybe we should stop trying to give you that mental health because you truly don't want it. You don't want to change. Some people don't change, y'all. So they just try and, like, take you with them, which it didn't work. So, you know, don't let people try and stop you from your life, guys. And that's the tea. So wash your hands, wear your mask, Black Lives Matter, fuck Donald Trump and the GOP, and that's the tea, y'all. I will see you guys tomorrow morning. Bye.